Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always. And you know how much I like being here with you, especially when we're talking with our good friend Barbara Weltman. Barbara is our guest this half hour. Barbara's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, in March, she and I will celebrate our 10th anniversary together. She was joined me for the first time in March of 98. And so we're going to be celebrating that 10th anniversary with her and looking forward to that. Barbara, as you know, folks, is the world's expert on, even though it only applies to the United States, she's still the world's expert on small business taxes. She's the lady who's written all the books, all the J.K. Lasseter's small business taxes book. The 2008 book is out right now. The 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks for 2008 is out right now. And she's so many more things. She's done so many other things, written a number of books, other books on not just on taxation for small business. She's a world-class expert in the world of small business, and I'm so glad to say she's one of my good friends. Barbara Weltman, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much.
It's good to have you back, and happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Just a little bit late.
No problem.
Barbara, we really can't talk about 08 taxes without talking about what happened last week.
Well, you're absolutely right. I don't know, just like 2 seconds before the Congress ducked out of town, they've got around to enacting a whole variety of tax bills that are so important. For example, they enacted a patch for the alternative minimum tax, the
right.
AMT, to keep about 20 million people from having to pay this tax. But they did this by increasing the exemption amounts slightly, not tremendously, slightly, and by allowing personal non-refundable credits to continue to offset any resulting liability. Unfortunately, you know what this did? The IRS just came out and said, this is going to delay processing of 2007 returns. Don't expect your refund check too quickly.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Democrats really needed some kind of evidence of production this year, didn't they? I mean, this was something, and of course, you know, this was something Charlie Rangel had been talking about for a long time, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Democrat from New York. He's been talking about this for a long time. I know the AMT's been on his mind for a long time.
Well, this isn't what he had in mind, because he wants a permanent solution, and so perhaps in 2008 we'll see more discussion of this. This patch is only for 2007.
Well, they haven't figured out how to. They didn't pass anything that would pay for this, though, did they?
No, they didn't. They did not.
Because that's the big. That's the big conundrum.
That was the political issue, that because Rangel wanted to have it pay for itself. And
by raising somebody else's taxes.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's where the politics came in, and so at least I know he feels like he can say something, that he got something done, even though it wasn't a final solution. And you know, Barbara, AMT shouldn't be a political issue. AMT is a scourge on the American taxpayer that never should have gotten to the point where it is right now.
Well, absolutely. What happened was the law was originally created because in 1969 they figured out that 155 of the wealthiest taxpayers paid no tax. I mean, that was back
slow down,
in the day.
Slow down, Barbara. Folks, listen to what she just said. She didn't misquote that number. That wasn't in thousands or anything. Say how many again, Barbara? Slower.
155 people.
That's right. Total 155.
Remember, those were the days of tax shelters where you were able to get your tax down to zero.
Right. And this is back in the late 60s, right?
That's correct. And they thought that was, you know, pretty terrible. So what they figured out was that they create this alternative tax. It's not exactly the same as the system we have today.
It's like a parallel universe, isn't it? It runs along beside the other one.
Well, that's what it is today. Yeah, today it's a parallel universe with its own rules, what you can deduct and can't deduct.
Yeah.
For example, just one thing. For example, in your medical, for regular taxes, you deduct costs in excess of 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. For AMT, it has to be in excess of 10%.
And isn't it true, Barbara, that certain people who live in certain states are hit harder with AMT than other states, like the states with heavy income tax rates?
If you have heavy income tax and heavy property tax, there are places on Long Island where 100% of the residents are subject to the AMT.
Like California, New Jersey, New York. Stand by, Barbara. Right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Barbara Weltman. A lot more to come after these messages. Stay with us. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, and we're talking about taxes. And, you know, Barbara, for a lot of people, taxes around Christmas time might be a little unseemly.
Wow, I wonder why.
Yeah, imagine that. You know, talk about the Grinch who stole Christmas.
Right.
But folks, there is some news that we do have to talk about, and what else, Barbara? We mentioned the AMT. Now the AMT, this is the first time that anybody's actually taken an aggressive step like this against the alternative minimum tax, isn't it?
Yes, as they have been trying. Now, it has been recommended. Remember, 2 years ago, the president's comprehensive report on tax policy had recommended repealing the AMT.
Right.
But they didn't actually take any steps toward that end until now, and it didn't happen this year, and we'll see what happens next.
They got to come up with $50 billion.
Every year, even more and more.
Yeah, the last time I checked, it was a $50 billion ticket that they had to find to get that money from somewhere else.
Right.
And so that's the problem. I mean, of course, God forbid, Barbara, you and I could help them with this problem, couldn't we?
Yeah, just cut what you spend, and then you don't need the $50 billion.
Yeah, don't build a bridge to nowhere in Alaska, we don't need to do a fruit fly research in France, you know, and stuff like that.
Well, or Wrangell's Museum.
Right. Is he in the museum, by the way, Barbara?
No.
When he dies, are they going to stuff him?
I think they're going to stuff him
and put him in there. And you know, I mean, folks, don't look at me like that. He's the kind of guy who would probably appreciate a joke like that. Anyway, I actually like Charlie Wrangell. He's a pretty cool dude. And even though I disagree with a lot of his politics, I like him as a politician. Barbara, what else happened last week?
Well, there was the Mortgage Forgiveness Debt Relief Act, which did a number of things tax-wise. First of all, it provided an exclusion of up to $1 million for home mortgage indebtedness that's been forgiven when people refinance. This is all due to the subprime mortgage, fiasco.
Let me sort this out a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, if you owe $500,000 on your home, let's say, or whatever, $50,000, doesn't matter, and you renegotiate your loan with your bank, Barbara, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
And the bank says, we're gonna knock that down to $400,000. Can you make this payment? And you work it out. And so instead of owing them $500,000, you owe them $400,000. But when they do that under the old law, that's a taxable event, isn't it?
Well, yes, the amount forgiven is considered income. So now they're giving you for 3 years, they're going to have say that that's tax free.
Okay, so and now is it going to be tax free for for whenever it happens to people over the next 3 years, or does it come back to bite you later on?
No, it doesn't. It's
always
going
forgiven.
To be tax-free in the year that you renegotiate.
Right. So now, I think that's a good way. What I said, Barbara, when they were talking about doing all this, I said there are some things I'm against the government
handing
coming
out
in
the money
and changing contracts. And,
yes,
and,
me too.
And I'm against handing out the money, although this is like that. But I said there are things that the government can do to help the mortgagee and the mortgagor get together and create something that keeps these people in their homes. And what you just said is one of them.
Correct. Because it's not taking anything from anybody else, in a sense.
Right.
It's just giving you a little break here.
And by the way, folks, that $100,000 taxable event that I was just in the scenario I just talked about, that income that would be created by that forgiveness is called phantom income. And what that means is, well, Barbara, you tell us what phantom income means.
Well, it sort of means that you don't have any cash in hand. It's not like you have money. You know, when you sell something and you get sales proceeds and sitting in the palm of your hand, this is just sort of out there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so that would probably prevent a lot of people. In fact, what it would do, Barbara, is it might throw a lot of people who worked out their mortgage, it throw them into bankruptcy.
Yeah, because they'd have to, how would they come up with the tax on the money to pay the tax,
right,
that would result?
Right. Exactly. So that's, I think that's probably a good situation. What else happened?
Well, there were three other interesting provisions that were part of this act. One, especially close to my heart, is 50% of tax rebates or reductions that are given to volunteer emergency responders in terms of local property tax rebates are going to be tax-free.
Hmm.
This is a way for...
Who does this apply to?
This applies, well, in my area, like to volunteer firefighters who, you know, they're volunteer. They don't get paid. So this,
right,
is one of the ways that municipalities can induce people to become involved. They're giving them a property tax rebate. And now the federal government's saying, all right, 50% of that's going to be tax-free to you.
Hmm.
So that's really a very...
So the municipalities give a volunteer firefighter, for example,
mm-hmm,
a property tax rebate?
Correct. They
and the government was taxing that 100%, but now they're only taxing half of it?
Correct.
Why don't they tax none of it?
let's get them used to one thing at a time.
One bite at a time, huh? Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Barbara Weltman. She always has such good information for us. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on Johnny Lee was holding. Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment.
We're back. It's 7-till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. Barbara is the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2008 and 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks for 2008, Your Complete Guide to Everything Deductible. The two different books, ladies and gentlemen. Barbara, tell us where they're available.
They're available wherever you buy books, which is in the stores and in online, BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon.com.
Right. And so check that out, folks. And don't forget your own website, Barbara. Tell us about that.
At BarbaraWeltman.com, where you can sign up for a free idea of the day every day.
And lots of other stuff, too. I mean, you got an outstanding website. So, folks, I encourage you to check it out. As you know, Barbara is one of the longest-term members of our Brain Trust, and whatever Barbara does is top shelf. Barbara, you got an announcement to make? You want to talk about anything?
Sure.
You've got a little announcement coming up, right?
Yeah. Starting on January 7th, we're launching a radio show called Build Your Business on WSRadio.com, and it's going to be every Monday from 4 to 5 New York time.
All right. And it'll be on the Internet.
On the Internet.
At what website?
WSRadio.com.
Who else has you on the radio show and lets you tell about your radio show, Barbara?
Only you.
Who loves you, Barbara?
You too.
So so that's say the website. Can they get it from your website or other websites?
They can get it through my website, or they can go directly to WS Radio, or they can get it from toolkit.com.
All right.
My co-host.
Check it out, folks. Barbara's brand new radio show coming up in January. So we'll do what we can to help out there. Barbara, other thoughts on taxes before we head into the new year?
Okay. Well, just to wrap up the last two provisions of that Mortgage Forgiveness Debt Relief Act, widows and widowers who own a home will be able to get the full home sale exclusion, the $500,000 tax break, if they sell the home within 2 years of their spouse's death.
Why would they do that? Why would they? It sounds like they're encouraging people to sell.
Well, they're not encouraging, but many people don't want to stay in a huge home all by themselves.
Well, what if I do? If I wait longer than 2 years, do I not get the tax break?
You get only $250,000 if you're single.
That stinks.
Well, that's the rule.
Yeah, I know it, but that stinks. I mean, I ought to be able to live there as long. I mean, if it's, I don't know. I don't like that one, Barbara. Go ahead. What's the next one?
And the last one, private mortgage insurance premiums. For the first time in 2007, private mortgage insurance premiums, which you pay if you don't put 20% down when you buy a home, are treated as deductible mortgage interest. And they extended this break through for 3 more years through 2010.
Okay. So let's go back to that other one in just a minute. So if the rule now is up to $250,000 of gain, right? Not the sale price, but the gain.
Correct.
Equity that you've earned. Now, and would it be equity or just what you gained? In other words, if you paid down on the house,
it's just what you gain. It doesn't matter where it comes from.
Okay. Okay. So whatever you get. So if you bought a $100,000 house and paid it off, and now it's worth $500,000. You got a $500,000 taxable event.
Say those numbers again.
Okay,
paid $100,000 and it's worth $500,000. You have a $400,000 profit.
Okay, all right. So whatever you paid for, it comes off. That's your basis,
mm-hmm.
and the $400,000 is your profit.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, $250,000 of that is available tax free if you sell a house and don't reinvest it, right?
Reinvesting has nothing to do with it anymore.
Right.
Irrelevant. It just, if you're single, you're limited to the $250,000. If you're married and both live in the home, regardless of who holds title, then it's $500,000. So the trap was people who became widowed.
Right, they lost that.
They lost that. So now
they're
giving
them
a 2-year window.
Okay, mm-hmm. fine. All right, Barbara, what else? We got time for one more.
Well, that's it for the law. What I think we have to think about now is...
Promulgation.
Excuse me?
What they're going to promulgate it. How the IRS is going to promulgate all this.
Well, yeah, that's pretty straightforward. Those are the breaks. They start for next year, and they're pretty straightforward. I think the last word is just, you know, last-minute tax.
Tips for
2007, you know, you have 1 week to go where you can put in service equipment for your business. As long as you place it in service, you'll be able to expense it this year, even if you finance the purchase.
Right. Yep. And don't forget those retirement fund plans.
And retirement funds, sign the paperwork for a 401k this year if you don't have a plan.
Get that done. You can still fund it later, can't you?
You bet.
Yeah. Hey, Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job today.
A pleasure, as
Happy
always.
New Year.
Oh, to you and your listeners.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.